第5項
I think Galileo's most significant contribution was to draw together three disciplines previously separated, that is, mathematics, physics, and astronomy. There was a feeling before then that astronomy was to do with the heavens and belonged to a realm outside normal natural laws. Galileo turned the telescope on the heavens and was able to inferthat the heavens were other worlds. He spent a lot of time thinking about the nature of motion in the heavens and on earth, and thought that common principles worked in both. And about that, of course, he was perfectly correct. Significantly, he also inferred that these principles would be mathematical in form. Ever since ancient Greece, the idea that the world was mathematical, geometrical, in number is somethingthat was prevalent, but Galileo went beyond that. He saw that mathematics could be used to describe motion in a way that did not totally explain everything that had to happen. That is to say, it is impossible just from mathematics to know how the world is. We also need observation. That is, we need the combination of experimental and theoretical science.This was the springboard from which modern science emerged. Galileo made many famous discoveries by turning the telescope on the heavens. He became quite well known as an astronomer, but it is important to emphasize that before Galileo did his work, the subjects of mathematics, physics, and astronomy were separate. In fact, astronomy did not exist. There were astrologers who worked for kings and princes and so on.But scientific astronomy, the notion that the heavenly bodies obeyed the same laws as here on earth, was unknown, something that the church disliked. One of the problems for Galileo was that the church wanted to exclude the heavens as far as scientific inquiry was concerned. But Galileo, by turning a telescope on the sky, brought astronomy within the scope of science. He made many famous discoveries.Mountains on the moon and spots on the sun. This was a great shock to religious people, because there was this perception by religious people that what was in the sky was the realm of God. The sun and moon were supposed to be perfect spheres, and if they had stains like mountains, then it made them look just like another world rather than outside the domain of nature. He also discovered satellites around Jupiter.Of course, Copernicus had already suggested that the Earth was not the center of the universe, but that the Sun was at the center. And Galileo's discovery of a mini solar system around Jupiter provided very strong evidence to support Copernicus's idea. I think probably Galileo was the first person to show that the domain of the heavens was something accessible to scientific inquiry, and the objects in the sky are other worlds.As opposed to quintessential entities placed there by God.